You know I love me some Tyler Henry. Tyler, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Doing great. Thank you for taking the time.
Welcome back. I knew you were going to call somehow. I really did.
Okay, Jerry.
Come on. Get him a TV show.
Well, season 3 is underway on E! Wednesday nights at 9. And I know your team sent out your information, your bio here, Tyler. And I see that you don't. A lot of people probably ask you about other mediums and whatnot. Well, we had John Edward on a month or so.
Yeah,
2 months?
Yeah.
And he speaks very well of you. Just a little FYI. He's a fan of yours.
Oh, thank you. John is amazing. I'm really thankful to know him. And he was really helpful when the show first came out to get to talk to because he could really relate.
Yeah, he said his ability has grown over the years. Have you found that the case for you? Because he wasn't, and we're not going to ask you to do a phone reading or anything like that, but he can do phone readings now. Can you grow to where you can do stuff like that?
Absolutely. You know, every reading is a learning process. And I think you learn something new about the process every time. You learn something new about the way that spirits communicate every time. So there's always something to be learned in the way that information comes through. And the way that it comes through can be just as unique as the person delivering it.
All right, now
it's always something unique and different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this might be a ridiculous question, but it's legit for doing what you do, because if people haven't watched the show, you have an object and different things. People come through you, and whoever comes through, that's who's talking. Have you ever done a reading where someone, a bad person, like a Charles Manson or someone like that, has come through to you?
Evil.
You know, I have had people who've led, you know, lives that some would say were difficult, or they made poor choices. But, you know, it's really interesting. When these people come through, they always acknowledge being a more enlightened version of themselves. And this isn't, you know, really a religious thing. It's not really like a, it's more of a practical process that people go through on the other side. Because I believe when we transition, that we process our ego. And our ego, not to get deep at 8 a.m., but our ego is really the belief system that we carry throughout our lives. And when we transition, we realize that we are so much more than the beliefs that we carry. And we see the ripple effect, and we see the repercussions of our actions and inactions in life. And so this allows people to come through with more of a big picture perspective. And if they have hurt people, they really understand the length of that damage and also the length of the learning, and they have that understanding. And it's why they oftentimes come forward and take accountability for things.
Do you find that it being human nature in general, that we all want to believe that when someone passes on, that we will indeed meet them again? Is that the reason that a lot of these celebrities come to you, is they want that reassurance that when we all pass over, we're all together again at some point?
I think for some people, you know, it's a natural inclination to want to think that way. But then I think there's also a number of people who don't think that way. And I've actually read a number of people who have gone into these readings kind of, if anything, needing to be proven wrong.
Yes.
Sure, I bet.
Like Tom Arnold.
Probably a lot of that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Tom Arnold, Dr. Drew, people with scientific backgrounds and mindsets. And so, you know, for me, I never really, I never ever know what I'm walking into, but I never really know how to handle a situation. I just have to be the messenger and just have to stick to my guns. And, you know, I find that it oftentimes will really lead to these profound realizations, or even people who are jaded skeptics, like you can leave and really know that they made a connection. And they may not be able to explain how it worked or what the other side entails, nor do I, but they know that there's something more, and it really just validates that.
Psychic Tyler Henry is with us Wednesday nights at 9 on E! Who do we get to see as clients this season on your show?
And then you don't know who they are.
Yeah.
I love it. Ranging from Megan Fox to LaToya Jackson to Salma Blair. So there's a whole wide new compilation of people, and I'm really excited to share.
Yeah.
I want to take you back to season 2, because there was a big thing that you predicted, and it was huge, and you had like a revisit thing with Alan Thicke, where you did a reading for him.
Sounds funny,
and
though.
You told him to get his heart checked out. He got his heart checked out, a clean bill of health, and he still passed away. That had to be trippy for you, huh?
That was tough. That was really probably one of the most emotional instances for me out of the 175 readings I've done for the show. And, you know, meeting with Alan, his wife came to that reading, and he was a total skeptic. But he had a loved one come through who died of the same undiagnosed heart problem that he would later transition from. And this loved one point blank came through and said, "Alan, don't be stubborn like I was. Get your heart checked." And that was an important message. And, you know, to see that outcome was just really tough.
I bet.
And to his credit, he did, but it just happened to be, I mean, it was
a different time. Yeah,
it was beyond anyone's control, of course.
you know, it's tricky. I think it brings in the question of, you know, medical health and preventability. And for me, my goal in sharing this medical information is really for prevention, because that's where the power lies. And if we have the knowledge of things to keep in mind, then we can really take control of our lives and of our health. Knowledge is power in that way. So, you know, it's an important thing.
So, Tyler, now that you've had this show and I read the book, you're absolutely huge right now, but there are people out there who would want to get a reading from you. And have you, like, since this happened, have you raised your rates? Are you affordable for people? I'm just trying to do a GoFundMe so I can go see you.
Right. Well, you know, I am traveling the country. I'm going to 16 different locations right. The U.S. and Canada. So that'll be an opportunity to get to meet and interact and do some readings. So those who are interested can check out my website for tour dates. But when I'm not filming the show, I really dedicate my time towards reading the general public. And when I'm not filming, I do 2 to 3 readings as often as I can, typically every day. And that just allows me to kind of keep that balance. To be a celebrity and to receive a reading means that they have to get it on the show. Otherwise, I dedicate all my time towards, you know, reading people in rural areas. And
that's good.
The phone and really sharing this ability for what it's meant to be.
But,
shared.
I like
Tyler,
that.
How overwhelming,
keeps you grounded.
How overwhelming is it for you? I mean, you're 22 years old and you're giving back, but what the gift you have at some point, does it just, you have to sit back and go, I got to take a breather.
Absolutely. But, you know, there's a lot of expectation. There's a lot of desperation and a lot of people who are deeply immersed in their grief. And I have people, you know, who will stop me on the street when I'm in a supermarket or going to the mall and, you know, they've lost children or they've lost parents. And I really, every single time, try to allow that person to just have that moment and listen and be there for them. And, you know, even if they're not receiving a reading, I think people really find comfort in just sharing their story.
Sure, and I guess I never,
everyone that I can.
I guess I never thought, Tyler Henry, when you go on vacation, dead people still want to come through when you're at the beach.
Exactly. It happens. Absolutely.
Hey, what happens? We're in Columbus, Ohio, and let's say we want to see a psychic in Columbus. Like you mentioned, some are legit, some are fake. How do people find out if someone's real, if someone's got the gift?
Well, I really recommend viewing, if you're going to get a psychic reading, viewing it like how you would go to a doctor. I really view this as like a practice. You wouldn't call a 1-800 number to get a consultation, you know, from a doctor.
Yeah.
So why would you call a 1-800 number to get a psychic reading? For me, I think it's very important to get a referral to make sure that you're going through someone through word of mouth. If someone is legitimate, they really won't have to advertise.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know, it kind of speaks for itself. And I think people's reputation will oftentimes precede them. So I think it's important to, when you go to someone, make sure that the medium is doing the majority of the talking, making sure that that medium is delivering information that can't be researched, can't be Googled, and is specific. And that's really important because those are the types of details I have to get in my reading because I'm reading, you know, public figures. And that's the kind of information, celebrity or not, that really allows someone to know that they're making a clear connection. So let the medium do the talking and, you know, just be open to the experience.
Well, you are the best. I watch every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock on E! Tyler Henry, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it, and I hope to talk again.